Good morning. This is Minnesota River Valley Master Gardener Barb Lamson. And with me this morning is my fellow Master Gardener,
Karen Wright.
Hey, Karen. We're talking about cold hardy plants, or what plants really are cold hardy for our zone 4 going to zone 5, depending on who you talk to and what part of the state you're in. So what do you say? What's a good description for plants that are hardy here?
Paul Bunyan, he's hardy. When you think about, you know, the north, up in north, because we do have the more harsh winters. So a hardy plant is one that has the ability to survive our adverse growing conditions. The climate makes a huge difference. So the plant can tolerate cold, it can tolerate heat, it can tolerate drought, flooding, or wind, and those are typically considered measurements of hardiness. So if you have a non-hardy plant, it cannot live through our winter without protection from the weather. And if you have any non-hardy plants, you need to bring them inside in our area. So there's some we consider just annuals because there's just no way to keep them alive year-round.
Yeah, that's so true. The other thing about this, what will grow here and what will be hardy, it isn't necessarily in a good year. Maybe it's going to go dormant and it's going to stay dormant. But when you have weather like we've had this year, there were things that are coming through the ground.
Yeah.
And we're just looking at March. So will that plant survive if it gets really cold again, if we get a snowstorm? I was looking at some notes that I have. Last year, we had a snowstorm on April 15th.
Wow.
And I had daffodils that were coming up, and many of them had buds. And you know what? They survived.
Well, that's April, though. This, if we're talking, yeah, you know, March, it could be a little early. And some of those are, like you said, hardy, like the daffodils and things like that. But there are ones that might be a little more sensitive. And
yes,
that's why it's so important to mulch in the fall and the winter.
Yeah, and when we're talking about mulching, we're talking about maintaining the same temperature in the soil and it actually holding them back, because you know yourself, with the sun's rays coming in now, if you've got bare soil and you've got the perennial plant, the roots under the ground there, it just warms up and warms up. The next thing, it starts growing on you. And then will it be hardy? It's hard to say.
Well, because if then what happens if you get a real cold snap, it could freeze and while the plant might live, you might lose the flowers for this year, like for tulips, for example. So that is a possibility. But some of those are pretty cold hardy.
You know, it depends on the plant too.
Yeah.
And especially you want to be careful now if it says marginally hardy. And I see that especially in catalogs,
yes,
that are promoting plants marginally hardy. I don't think I would. I wouldn't do that.
Well, it's your hard-earned money. And I think that too, even though we're now technically, the zone has been changed to a 5A from a 4B, I'm still probably going to stick to the hardiness of up to 4, just because there's going to be those off in years, the weird years, that might jump in there. And if you're spending a lot of money on a plant, you don't want to lose it.
You know, I agree. That is so true. And you know, the other thing is, you think when you plant a plant, now I'm going to remember when I planted it, you know, the timing and what the soil was, right? And so often we just get it in the ground and maybe we write the name down and that's it. And then when we have a problem with it, we don't really know. You know, there's no way of knowing what happened here. And maybe you didn't water it enough in the fall. Maybe you didn't improve the soil enough. Did you mulch it? All of these things come into play. And if you don't have that information, you're just going to have to replace the plant.
Did you know that the University of Minnesota has been breeding things like the apples, berries, grapes, ornamental trees and shrubs and flowers and grasses for over 150 years? And now they have over 400 proven cold hardy varieties that provide a foundation for our thriving horticultural industry. So that's why when you're buying plants, buy something from a yeah, local place that gets some of these hardy plants so you know that it's going to work.
Yes. And you know what? The only way that our retailers will do that is if we keep asking for that information. If they find out that people really want to know what's going on here, how hardy they are, and at what point aren't they hardy, if they don't have that information to give us, we probably should go to another place. Well, there's so much to know about gardening, but it's so enjoyable. Take time right now. Find out what you want to grow and do some research on it. This is Barb Lamson along with
Karen Wright
wishing you happy springtime.